All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual set to perform at AEW All In 2023, which transpires at Wembley Stadium and goes down on Sunday, August 27th. We've got the Blackpool Combat Club and three mystery partners taking on the Lucha Brothers, Best Friends, Orange Cassidy, and Eddie Kingston in the return of Stadium Stampede. And great getting to have Claudio Castagnoli on the show. How's your day going there, Claudio?
It's going really well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I feel like the first question to ask you, though, would be, have you gotten in the ideal amount of coffee into you so far? I know you're a big coffee guy.
Always. That's how the day starts.
Yeah, shout out Claudio's Cafe there.
Yeah. That's just kind of my way of life. That's how I been focused and enjoy different countries and cities and stuff by just enjoying some coffee and watching it.
And I saw some clips of you getting in some interviews circa like WrestleMania 30 season. Like I saw you talk to like Big E and Fandango and stuff like that. I'm not quite as fluid linguistically as you are, but hopefully I'll be able to, you know, have a good entertaining interview with you today, even though it's limited linguistically.
You are pretty good linguistically.
But just, this seems like a great time too. Like you have familiarity with the UK scene for sure. Like just with the, you know, IPW UK tag team titles, as well as a myriad of appearances there, you know, over the years. So just how does it feel to be readying to compete in front of the UK crowd on, you know, such a monumental event like this?
I'm very excited. I always felt that whenever I went to Europe, it was like a home game for me. And to be part of the biggest wrestling event ever, I think it just surpassed the most ticket sales in history. In Europe, that's just amazing. And I always love the European fans, the English fans, the way they react, the way they chant, the way they enjoy wrestling. They usually don't get that many pay-per-views, whatever you want to call them nowadays. And the fact that they're getting this one, it's going to be special.
And a lot I want to touch on with the event, but I guess I'm kind of curious because I mentioned your ability to speak fluently in multiple languages. Like leading into an event like this, when you're doing a media cycle, do you find yourself almost speaking multiple languages throughout a given day in some of these scheduled interviews you have?
Yes, I've done, you know, anytime leading up to international events, I've done languages, you know, interviews in different languages. It always takes me a bit to adjust, but I feel like it's definitely helped me connect with different audience, I connect with different countries, and it makes me feel it.
Yeah, for sure, and such a huge asset to the company, in my opinion, but very interesting this match too, because this more existed in the context of you talking about you keeping your departure from your previous company a little quiet. Like you were talking about the element of surprise being a key component in professional wrestling. Like how exciting is it to be a part of this match where the surprises are, you know, seemingly abounding there just with three mystery partners? I would think that this would be a compelling dynamic for you.
You know, to me, that's always, you always want to leave something in tank. You always want to surprise people with something. And I feel like that's what we're doing. We're not giving anything away. You may even have to wait for Sunday, find out who our partners are, which gives us again another advantage. So to me, that's very important to keep the viewers engaged, keep them guessing, to keep them talking, to have enough fun.
Yeah, and it's cool that Stadium Stampede is coming back for the first time since Double or Nothing 2021. Like as much as you're like a, you know, consummate technical wrestler, it seems like you really thrive in frameworks like this too. Like I remember like the, you know, Cage of Death back in the day with CZW versus ROH, but even more recently with, you know, Blood and Guts. So like how does it feel to kind of like, I guess, spread your wings creatively in, you know, matches of this kind of persuasion, I guess?
Well, you just mentioned Cage of Death back in the day. So far in AEW, I've been part of two Blood and Guts, one Mannequin Arena, it's going to be a Stadium Stampede, multiple other kind of matches. So fun to show a different side. It's challenging. And it's interesting to have different kinds of matches. And for me, I always try to be the best all-rounder that I can be. And it helps me get better at that. I relish the opportunity. And I think especially this one, I mean, it's fun for the crowd. It's something special. It's an absolute special. I mean, Anakin Arena.
Yeah, and another chapter in a...
It's insane. So I'm very excited.
Yeah, and as much as there are the surprise components, it's just another great chapter in the, you know, story with Eddie Kingston as well. But some great matches also had recently, like that parking lot brawl was incredible. So it's an interesting confluence of there are the surprises where, you know, people are writing the articles like, oh, who are the likely guys to appear on, you know, the BCC team, but also like a very well entrenched, like established kind of feud too. So it seems kind of like best of both worlds in a certain sense.
Yes, you know, you're always looking to further stories, obviously. On a, you know, matchup when it's going to be, you know, there's always some downsides, for example Eddie Kingston being in it, but you know, whatever keeps the viewers watching, so we say. And like we said, you know, it gives people a chance to write articles and to guess and to speculate, and I feel like that's fun. It's a fun part of being a fan.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess kind of going back to what I was saying before with like the versatility of some of these matches and what you can do within some of them, like it just seems like the versatility as far as like what promotion you can compete in is very open as well. Like I guess I'm just wondering how satisfying it was to have finally, you know, made that New Japan debut. I mean, not like super recently, but a bit before Forbidden Door. Like for some reason that would strike me as like a monumental, you know, meaningful moment in your career.
It was definitely, and you're 100% right, it was definitely a monumental step in my career, because, you know, I've watched a lot of New Japan in my day, and I always wanted to compete for the promotion, and I finally had a chance. I had quite the journey to get there, literally and figuratively, but I finally did, and to make the debut in that match, in that kind of way, and with Mox and Shooter, you know, on my team, I thought it was pretty awesome. And then against Ishii, Tanahashi, and Okada, I mean, that's the top three guys right there, pretty much. And to just essentially literally walk off the plane into that match and do that in my debut for it. I mean, who else can say that they did that?
Yeah, I mean, well put, definitely an incredible time. And something that I think cool is just really the continuing lineage of Ring of Honor here, and it's just cool to see you in that, you know, champion kind of capacity now, but just also some of the other names on the card like Samoa Joe and CM Punk and like the ROH tag gold being defended and like the big kickoff of the show. Like how cool does it be to, like, I guess carving out this new path with AEW as you're on your journey, but also like the lineage of Ring of Honor still very much existing and thriving and everything today?
It's very cool to see how good Ring of Honor is doing. I think Honor Club is doing exceptionally well, and it's a really fun product for wrestling fans. Like you said, you know, with Samoa Joe doing some really good work on there, so there's both the guys that really starting to make waves on Honor Club or Ring of Honor. I feel like Athena probably has the best run right now. With the Ring of Honor Women's World Championship, she's doing really well. I have some incredible matches. Stories. I'm actually, you know, on deck with her and Willow. We made it on the pay-per-view, which was awesome. I think it was the first time in Ring of Honor history. So it's definitely great to see where Ring of Honor is going, how well it's doing, and of course that it brings that history with it.
Yeah, and a great shout out there. She's been carving out a great legacy as well. But you were kind of talking a bit before about like the long journey and how certain moments within that journey kind of arduous and whatnot. Like I was checking out a previous interview you'd done circa like May 2009, and you were shouting out the Morishima match you had in Boston for the ROH title like circa 2007 as a big match. And I mean, nowadays you're the champion. So just in saying all that, can you speak to, I guess, the journey and just some of the hurdles you've been able to overcome? I would think it'd be very satisfying to think of that in the context of where you're at now and going forward, I guess.
I mean, that match with Morishima still means a whole lot to me. That was one of my favorite matches. It's so humbling to look back at all the matches that I had that I was able to, make. All the matches that are special to me and to the fans that watched. There's many matches that I may have forgotten on a given day, and then, for example, you bring it up, the match Morishima, and that match meant a lot to me, and it meant a lot to other people. I actually just the other day went through all my jerseys, and I found a Boston Red Sox jersey with the name Castagnoli on it that I got from the fans, from the Ring of Honor fans in Boston after my match with Morishima. And it kind of like, Boston has always been really good for me whenever I performed there with whatever promotion, and I attribute that to the grassroots following that I carved out for myself in that match with Morishima. So there's been a lot of matches like that where people maybe not necessarily know about it, but certain people do for my live events or whatever it was. And to me, it's the journey that's so important, that you perform every single day, every single time you have the opportunity that you try to make something special people will remember, because that's how you get better, that's what you do, and that's what you do.
Yeah, and I think within that same interview too, you were shouting out your match with the Briscoes, like with the Kings of Wrestling in Toronto, and really shouted out your love for Toronto. So as a, you know, Toronto / GTA centric individual, I appreciated that shout out there.
Thank you. Toronto, again, always been really good to me. The match with the Briscoes I had there was plenty of times we had live events with them to be in the Rico Center, and most recently in Forbidden Door. Toronto was also the first time I've ever did the Giant Swing in home TV against Santino, another fellow Canadian there. So has a lot of meaning to it for me, and I feel like when you get to where I'm at in my career, where you can look back at, over two decades of wrestling, and I'm very fortunate enough to still be able to do it and to perform at a higher level, I feel. That I have so many good memories from so many different places. I'm very grateful that I was able to wrestle so much and all over the world.
Yeah, well, that's huge. I guess I'm curious, like, was it just a matter of circumstance? Like, you're like, okay, I want to try this move out, and that Toronto date happened to be the next show. Like, was there something in the Toronto crowd where you're like, I think they would resonate with this? Like, why was Toronto, I guess, the place where that move debuted? Because that's intriguing.
I haven't done it in WWE. I've done it on the Indies before. It's been one of my signature moves before I got to WWE, but I didn't really feel like doing it there. And I remember it was a shorter-ish match against Santino. And I was just like, I want to do something to stand out. I want to do something special that the people will remember. And I think I did.
Yeah, I mean, very much so. That has certainly emerged as a huge maneuver for you. And I mean, just a great repertoire of maneuvers. Like, something that I like that you break out too is the sharpshooter. Like, I really enjoy that. And especially in the context too of, you know, Owen versus Brett at WrestleMania 10 being such like an essential match to get you into wrestling per a chat you had there with Chris Van Vliet. I guess in saying all of that, do you, I guess, see it at one point in the future as an express goal to, you know, be part of that Owen Hart foundational tournament and, you know, capture the title idealistically?
I mean, 100% yes. I do feel that tournament is kind of designed to find the next breakout stars in AEW. So, it's been one of the most bigger guys, I guess. I was more than enough to relinquish my place to one of the newer guys that want to prove themselves, but it's given the chance. 100% would want to win that tournament for many reasons, like you said. I want to be the best. I've been sitting here Chinese people, so nice engagement with people speaking. You know, when he got hurt, I asked him for permission to do it. I do it his way, which is coincidentally not coincidentally, also Owen's way, which means right foot in on the sharpshooter. And I also, of course, then had a chance to ask Fred for permission to ask his president to use the sharpshooter, but mine is 100% because of Tyson Kidd and the players that we trained together.
Yeah, well, cool insights into that. I didn't know about that, admittedly, but we were talking about the swing earlier, and a lot of your moveset really showcases the strength that you have. And I guess I'm curious to get some insights onto that, because you seem like you're very into, you know, functional strength and Olympic weightlifting. Like, what kind of exercises are you, because it seems like your exercise is very mindful of that functional strength, as I mentioned, but also very conducive to the cardio and, you know, pushing the kind of intense pace that you do in these matches. So, I mean, can you, I guess, just give the insights into that, like what, like a normative, like routine Claudio might be getting into there, you know? And it seems like you're breaking out the stormtrooper kettlebells a fair bit, but like the specifics.
Yeah, I actually got all of them. I got stormtrooper, I got Boba Fett, I got Darth Vader, I got Iron Man as well. Yeah, you're 100% right. For me, it's all about functional fitness, because I feel like I want to be built for go and not for show. So not necessarily each muscle guy. So to me, exercises are all actually kind of the basic exercises, you know, squat, push-ups, sit-ups, Olympic weightlifting I enjoy quite a bit. So that kind of stuff. I don't think my workouts are too special. I really enjoy the CrossFit style workouts for cardio. But I guess that used to be called functional fitness back in the day. That's how I learned about it. And that's what I started when I was, even before WWE. I always felt that whatever I do in the gym should reflect, enhance, and better my wrestling ability. And that's how I've been training ever since I can remember. I didn't really, the way I looked was kind of second to performance.
Yeah, do you have like a almost like separate like rehabilitation routine? Because it seems like your body has held up very well over the years too. Or is the function? Yeah, sorry.
No. What were you gonna say?
Oh no, I was just gonna say if you had like a specific like, you know, rehabilitation kind of routine, or like just maintenance of the body after the workouts, or if just the functionality of the workouts themselves is conducive to your body, you know, not getting as banged up over the years. And I hope I'm articulating that sentiment right. Do you have a specific like rehab? You know, yeah.
I feel like the workouts are conducive to my recovery. I also learned listen to my body pretty well. As in, if something hurts, I kind of find different exercises, you know, to work around it. Obviously, sleep is extremely important. But as much as we don't get that on the road a lot, I always make that a huge priority. Obviously, eating healthy, I don't smoke or drink or retract or anything like that. So I feel like that's always been very conducive. I just feel like I live a very simple, healthy lifestyle. And I've also been very lucky and blessed to not sustain so many injuries that would have prevented me from being out for a while.
Yeah, I appreciate the insights in that regard. And I mean, this isn't really so much a question, but I just thought it was cool that you appeared in the movie The Wrestler. I've seen The Wrestler quite a few times, but I guess for some reason, like, there's just something about that scene, like, it doesn't register in my brain that that's Claudio Castagnoli. But like, seeing the still, I'm like, oh, that is him.
Yeah, that was surreal there. That was at the Ring of Honor taping that they filmed, and they filmed like 15 minutes of footage of just Mickey Rourke changing in the locker room, and that was right there. So I'm very happy that about 1 second made it into the movie and that I'm even credited. So I think that's incredible. Yeah, another thing that's really cool that I can look back to and just smile.
Yeah, it got me fired up too, because like obviously I recognizing like the Necro Butcher cameo in the movie and everything like that. It was just like, I don't know, if you're following that like ROH, like CZW, IWA Mid-South scene, it's like some cool like Easter eggs almost for like the people who are, you know, following at the time. So yeah, cool to see you were in there too. But yeah, it's been great getting to have you on, and I appreciate the time. I'm sure I could ask you a ton more questions, but just in being mindful of your time and schedule, is there a final parting thought you might want to add as we're kind of wrapping things up here, man?
No, you know, I really appreciate, you know, you following my career for that long, and still excited about wrestling, still pumped, still excited for All In. For me, you know, it's as much every time I step in the ring to persuade new fans to watch AEW while not, for lack of a better term, alienating or boring longtime fans like yourself. To always give them something new, always give them something fresh, always give them a reason to turn into the program again and keep following my career. And I feel everything I got in my career, I owe to the fans, I owe to their support. They've always been there for me, even if, you know, through hard times and through people doubting me and whatnot. The fans have always been there, always in my back. So I always want to have theirs and always perform accordingly. So there's no match I take lightly. There's no appearance that I just write off. I'm very excited to be part of Ring of Honor and AEW, because that means I can perform for two different audiences and hopefully give back to two different companies that have done a lot for professional wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tremendously exciting time to be a fan. I'm very much excited for this event, and as much as I've been watching for a while, I'm kind of roping my sister into watching the event, because it's like a couple days before my birthday, and she's like, oh, I'd watch wrestling with you for like your birthday if you like you really wanted it. And I'm like, guess what you're doing on the 27th?
Well, early happy birthday then.
Yeah, I mean, hoping we get a new fan out of the situation. I'm going to be locked in and cheering as I always do. And just what a magnitude of this stadium stampede taking place at Wembley, and, you know, such an iconic show, All In, and very excited to, you know, see the BCC in this match. I feel like I'm always excited to see the BCC, but the three mystery partners is intriguing too. But just in saying all of that, Claudio, to reiterate, I appreciate the time and insights, man, and you have a good rest of your day, and looking forward to the match also.
Awesome. Thank you very much. I really appreciate your time. It's a great time to be a wrestling fan, and remember, always watch the BCC, because you never know what we're going to do next.
Wholeheartedly agree. Again, thanks for the time, man, and looking forward to the match. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you very much. You have a great day.